light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. Jesus calls us out of darkness to the wonder of his light. See your dignity, O Christian, rescued from eternal night. See the glory of your calling, brothers, sisters of the Lord, calling God alone your Abba through the love that Christ outpoured. Turn away from all corruption, be a sign before the world of the love our Abba shows us in the gentle, mighty word. Be the light upon the lampstand, be the city on the hill, be the man and women toiling, seeking but our Abba's will. Abba, hear your children call you in the name of Christ your own. Send the Spirit whom he promised, that in him we may be one. So the world will come to know you in the one who came and died, for your love will be reflected in the mirror of our lives. Amen. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter my house. Just give an order, and my boy will be well. Once I said in the noon of my life, I must pass away. I must go down to the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the rest of my years. I will never see Adonai again in the land of the living. Never again like those who live in the world shall I look on any creature. My dwelling is taken from me, pulled up like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver you roll up my life to cut it from the loom. I shudder like a swallow, I moan like a dove. My eyes turn to the heights. Care for me, Adonai, be my safeguard. My heart will live for you, my spirit will live for you alone. You will cure me and give me life, restore me and make me live. Give my spirit rest, Adonai. Bring me back from the pit of destruction. Sheol does not praise you, nor does death extol your name. The living are the ones who praise you, as I do today. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter my house. Just give an order, and my boy will be well. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai, Behold, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. Thanks be to God.
Adonai does deeds of justice and gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Adonai does deeds of justice and gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Adonai is compassion and love, and gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Glory to the One and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Adonai does deeds of justice and gives judgment for all who are oppressed. The Father knew then that it was the very hour at which Jesus had said, "Your Son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Father knew then that it was the very hour at which Jesus had said, "Your Son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household.
When you are hungry and we form task forces to discuss food deserts or proper nutrition for the poor, forgive us, O God. When you are in prison and we insist on tougher sentencing for crimes and the building of more prisons, forgive us, O God. When you are naked and we debate the morality of your appearance, forgive us, O God. When you are sick or injured, and we thank God for our own health, forgive us, O God.
when you are homeless and we build mansions for ourselves while preaching the spiritual shelter of the love of God. Forgive us, O God. When you are lonely and we avoid you by promising to pray for you, forgive us, O God. When we seem so holy, so close to God, but you are still very hungry and lonely and cold, forgive us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that to live fully as the image of God, each of us is called and gifted to meet the real, practical needs of our sisters and brothers. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of all compassion fill our hearts with loving kindness for all those who suffer from want and neglect. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus, our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our light. Amen.